السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ومغفرته. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي خلق الأفلاك والأرضين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. Respected audience, first of all, I would like to thank you all for being present here today, especially those who have invited me here today and given me the opportunity to speak to you in regards to a few things from the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is a known fact amongst the Muslims that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been created and sent to us as the best role model. And therefore, it is the duty of the Muslims to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of our lives. And because he is the most perfect creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the actions, all the manners, all the characteristics, and all the habits that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, they are the best of all manners, they are the best of all characteristics, they are the best of all types of habits. So it is our duty as Muslims to learn and study the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learn what the habits of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were, so that we can adopt them characteristics, we can adopt them manners, and we can adopt them habits as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to learn and study the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we can learn his characteristics and we can learn his habits. Before I begin speaking on this topic, may we all together send Durood Sharif salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammadin ma'lil al-jood wal karam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. A habit is an action that is carried out consecutively, continuously, day after day. And if you look at the topic of habits overall, then we find that in our day-to-day life, in all the aspects of our lives, there are different categories of habits. For example, the first and foremost two categories of habits, according to a Muslim, are those habits which are preferred in the deen and those which are not preferred in the deen. So those habits which are according to Islam, recognized as good habits, and those which are recognized as bad habits. From amongst them, some of them are such that the effect of them bad habits can lead to people falling out of Islam. And there are those habits which can cause a person to commit haram and make him into a sinful person. And then there are those habits which are not haram, but they are disliked by Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then there are those habits which are khilaful adab, which are against the etiquettes and manners. And then we have the second category, the second type, which is social bad habits. They are not related to the deen, but socially they are recognized as bad habits. For example, if a person sticks his finger into his nose and he plays around inside his nose and then he says salam to you with them hands, that is a social bad habit and it moves people away from you. So there are those which are religiously known as bad habits, and there are those that are known as bad habits due to our social life, and it moves people away from you. And sometimes it can cause arguments, sometimes it can cause separation and disunity, it can cause fights amongst people, and sometimes it can simply move people away from you rather than attracting people towards you. So these are different types of habits. And then we have habits such as work habits. When you go to work, there are different types of habits that are known as bad habits at work. And then when you're driving, there are those that are known as bad habits whilst driving. If you're not looking around and conscious about what's going on the sides and behind, then that's known as a bad habit whilst driving. You need to be conscious about what is happening. You need to be aware of all the hazards that are there in front of you on the road. And the effects of having these bad habits, of not being aware of the hazards in front of you or behind you on the sides, the effects could be death. Because an accident can occur, and that accident could lead to death. And that's why it is important for a person who is driving, whether it's a motorbike, a bus, or a car, or a truck, whatever he's driving, even if he's driving an aeroplane, it is important for him to be aware of the atmosphere around him, so that he knows what hazards are lying in front of him, and what is happening behind him, and what's happening on the sides of him. Even when he goes past a street, when you learn how to drive, the driving instructor teaches you to ensure that whilst you're driving past the crossroad, it is a good habit to look right and left into them streets, just so that you know what is exiting from them streets. And these are known as good habits, and there are the bad habits. And the effects of the bad habits could be as grave as death, or they could simply be as grave as causing harm to somebody's heart, because they feel upset because of the way you drove past them. It is important for us, first of all, first and foremost, to learn the habits that are in our religion, the deen. Because to a Muslim, the most important thing in his life is his religion, his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the rest of the beliefs of Islam. That is the most important for every believer. And then to perform that which Allah has made halal, and that which Allah has ordered us to do, and to stay away from that which Allah has forbidden. This is of utmost importance to a Muslim. And therefore, if you look into this, first of all, you will find that the most important thing is to make sure you protect your tongue. The tongue. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith said to the Sahaba ikram that there is one thing that I fear for my ummah more than I fear the fitna of Dajjal, and that is the tongue. I fear the tongue. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا وَيُمْسِي الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. That a man in the morning will be a believer. He will believe in Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But by the night time, he will not be a believer anymore. He will have become an infidel. He will have left Islam. In the same way, a person will be a believer in the evening, in the night time. By morning, he will have left Islam. And the irony is that he won't even know that he has left Islam. He will not know that I am not a Muslim anymore. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says he will have left Islam. And do you know one of the reasons why this is the bad habits of our tongue. The evil habit of our tongue, of saying what we want, not thinking before we speak. It is wise to count 10 seconds before you say something. When you want to say something, wait. Think what you're going to say, wait for 10 seconds, and then think, is it good for me to say this or not? And then speak. Otherwise, today we say so many things with our tongue, and we have a habit of saying so many evil things that it takes us out of Islam. And we don't even realize. And if you die as a non-Muslim without doing istighfar and tawbah and renewing your faith, then you will be punished in the grave. These are the effects of these bad habits. Punishment in the grave. And then punishment on the day of judgment. And then eternal hellfire. These are the worst types of bad effects, the effects of bad habits. So this tongue needs to be protected. And for example, one of the bad habits of this tongue is, for example, swearing at the weather.
the weather. Extremely heat. It is extremely hot outside. 45 degrees. The sun is absolutely shining. You are sweating. You are bathing in your own sweat. And you start saying evil things to the sun. And start slandering the weather. Or it is raining. And it is raining really, really hard. And the habit of our people is to say bad things about the rain. And do you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تَصُبُّ الدَّهْرَ. Do not swear at the weather and at the time and at the place and the zaman that you are living in. Do not swear at the weather. Why? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَنَا الدَّهْرَ. I am the weather. It is Allah who chooses that weather. So when you are swearing at the weather, you are swearing at the will and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is kufr. You fall out of Islam. And is it not a habit? We have the habit of swearing at the weather. We have the habit of saying things which are wrong in Islam, but we don't realize. In the same way, people listen to music. They listen to music. It is a habit that people listen to music. Although the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have been sent by Allah to eradicate music from the believers of Allah, to stop them from listening to music. But today, the Muslims are listening to music. And do you know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that near the end of time, when people will walk in the streets, music will be playing on their heads. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this over 1400 years ago. Music will be playing on their heads. You know, the Sahaba kiram were thinking, how will music be playing on the head? You need instruments. How can it be playing on the head? But today we see that we have headphones. And we have these headsets. And people are walking in the streets and they've got this inside their ears and they're walking. They walk on the roads without looking, without listening to cars. There may be a car coming, you can't see it, but you might hear it. But they listen to the music with their earphones inside their ears, wrapped around the head, the headphones, and they're walking. And these are all these bad habits. And it can kill you. It can kill you. You can cause an accident. And you know what can happen? Not only kill yourself, but the person who's driving that car, he'll be sentenced to jail. Because he was the driver. Because you're a civilian walking on the street, they won't say it was your fault. He will have to serve a sentence. And all his life he will have to live with the death of the person who was walking past. And there can be severe bad effects. And then there could be some lesser effects, bad effects. For example, a friend is calling you, he saw you walking, but you're not replying back to him. Because you can't hear. But he is calling out to you. And you don't answer back to him because you can't hear. And then you've walked away. After that, your friend thinks, I'm not going to speak to him anymore. He didn't even answer me. These are lesser effects, bad effects of bad habits. So listening to music. Today, the Muslims listen to all sorts of music. Music written by non-Muslims. And do you know in this music, there are a lot of words that are not Islamic. They are kufriya. They lead to infidelity. For example, sometimes in music, the writers of songs, they have written music like, I worship you. To a female, he says, I worship you. Or I see Allah in you. Ma'azallah. I see God inside you. Ma'azallah. Or you are my God. A female sings to her lover, the man that she loves, and she sings that, I see God in you. Ma'azallah. Things like this. And when a person listens to this, this is the Islamic law. The Islamic law is that when a person listens to this and he is not displeased with it, or he doesn't remove it or stop listening to it and say, Astaghfirullah, I don't believe in that, then it is as though he accepts it. It is as though he accepts it and he is pleased with it. And it makes him into a kafir as well. It makes him fall out of Islam. And therefore these are some of the extreme bad effects of bad habits. And a Muslim must leave all these type of habits. And there are many more habits of the tongue. For example, when a person becomes really angry, he starts using this tongue and he swears at people. Swearing at a believer, we swear at each other. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to love each other and be good to each other. Be nice to each other. Be nice to your neighbor. Be nice to your parents. But to the extent that in the Quran it says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. Don't even show any sign of displeasure to your parents. Don't even say uff to your parents. Don't even tut to your parents. When they say something, don't use your tongue to show any sort of displeasure with your parents. These are the bad habits of the tongue. When our parents say, why have you not woke up? Or why did you not go to work? This is what we do, we tut. And this is haram to your parents, and this is one of the bad habits of the tongue. You must not do things like that. It is your parents, they are the ones who brought you into this world. They are the ones who gave you clothing when you had no clothing. They are the ones who fed you when you had no food. These are the parents who sacrificed their time and day and night for you when you used to cry, to make you happy, to buy you things. These are your parents. You must not use your tongue in that manner in towards your parents. In the same way, you must respect your neighbors. You must not slander your neighbors. Speak evil with your tongue. Use your tongue for these type of bad habits. You must not use your tongue in these manners. And then after the tongue, there are those bad habits which are regarded as haram in Islam. For example, the bad habit of drinking alcohol. And we know that this is happening because the Prophet Muhammad said that near the end of time, three things will be made halal which are haram. And this is a rigorously authentic hadith, a very, very strong hadith, narrated by all the strongest narrators. Three things which are haram will be made halal near the end of time. One of them is zina, adultery, fornication. And you see that this happens today. Second one is musical instruments. Musical instruments that were haram, they will be made into halal near the end of time. And the third one is alcohol. Alcohol was haram, it is haram, it is in the Quran. إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ أَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden alcohol, but near the end of time, people will make it permissible. And have we not seen that? People have made it permissible. In medicine, for example, when you drink medicine, cough medicine, majority of the cough medicines, they have alcohol in them. And people say it's permissible. Ma'azallah, may Allah protect us from that. We should avoid it. We should avoid it. Try your best to use something else. Don't drink that medicine. Try your best to use another medicine. Try herbal medication and try and solve your matters through herbal remedies and things like that. Now, the bad habit of drinking alcohol. Think to yourself that there are people who cannot live without alcohol. It has become a habit to drink alcohol. And there are physical bad effects of drinking alcohol, and there are spiritual bad effects of drinking alcohol. For example, a person who becomes an alcoholic, the physical effect of that is that it covers your brain, it covers your intellect, and not only that, it causes problems to your liver. It causes problems to your liver, and then it causes problems to your skin, and then it causes problems to your hair, and it causes problems all throughout your body, the habit of drinking alcohol. Think about it, it covers your intellect. It covers your intellect. There is a hadith narrated by Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that once the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there was a man who went into a house, into a room, and in that room he had the option of doing one from six things. He had to do one of the six things. He had to do one, otherwise he was not going to be freed. Otherwise he was a captive. So to get out of his captivation, he had to commit one act. The first one was that he commits zina with this female, and there was a female there. The second one is that he kills this child. He murders this child. There was a child there. He has to murder the child. The third one is that he drinks alcohol. He has to drink this glass of alcohol. And there was another two as well, which I can't recall at the moment. There was another two that he had to commit. Which one does he choose? He looks at all five of the, all six of them, and he thinks, how can I murder someone? How can I commit zina that is haram? How can I do this? How can I do that? The easiest option is let me drink this glass of alcohol. Allah will forgive me because I have no other option. So he drinks that glass of alcohol. After he drinks that glass of alcohol, what happens? His intellect is covered. He doesn't know where he is, what he's doing. He ends up committing zina with the female. He ends up murdering the child. And he ends up committing the other two haram acts as well. And he commits all of them. And this is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, alcohol is the mother of all sins. It is the mother of all sins. And a mother is her from whom humanity is preserved. Humanity comes out of mothers, from our mothers. And in the same way, alcohol, from alcohol comes out all these other sins. And alcohol leads to kufr, alcohol leads to haram, alcohol leads to murder, alcohol leads to enmity, alcohol leads to arguments, alcohol leads to violence, alcohol leads to arguments with your wife, and it can cause talaq between you and your wife. These are the bad effects of alcohol. In the same way, there are spiritual effects. There are spiritual effects of alcohol. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said that لا يشرب مؤمن, a mu'min, a believer, does not drink alcohol, but that his iman is taken away from him. His iman is taken away from him. In another hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a man drinks alcohol, whether it's a man or a female, when they drink alcohol, naza Allahu imanahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes his iman from his heart in the same way as he removes his shirt from his body. In the same way as you remove the shirt from your body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the iman. You understand that? So whilst a man is drinking alcohol, iman leaves his body. And there is another hadith which says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a man drinks alcohol, iman leaves his body and it hovers above him. It hovers above him. If he dies in that state, he dies as a non-believer. Allahu Akbar. And with alcohol comes the use of drugs. Drugs like heroin, smack, cocaine, cannabis, and all these other types of drugs which cause intoxication, these are all haram. And people, Muslims have made it a habit to smoke these drugs after I've eaten food. I need to have a spliff. I need to have a joint. These are the types of things that people are saying. And you know what these are? These are weapons of mass destruction. Alcohol, weed, heroin, these are weapons of mass destruction. They destroy your body. They destroy your iman and your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the real weapons of mass destruction. They destruct everything inside your body. A man drinks alcohol, or he smokes weed, or he takes heroin or smack or cocaine, these are all intoxications and they all cover the intellect. They have the same bad effects as alcohol have. And they affect you spiritually and they affect you physically. And Muslims must avoid these type of habits. And do you know that a Muslim is he? If you look at the scientists and the philosophers and the psychiatrists, their research goes to say that it takes a certain period of time for a person, a human being, to leave his habit. It can take 60 days, it can take 40 days, sometimes it takes 30 days, sometimes it takes 20 days. And slowly he starts to leave this evil habit. For example, smoking cigarettes, which gives off a really evil smell. Things like this, these are bad habits. Now, they say that sometimes a person has to leave the habit for a few days, and then take it when necessary, and then leave it for a few days. Have some long breaks in between these habits. These are ways that a person can stop from these type of bad and evil habits. This is what the psychiatrists and philosophers say today. But what I say is, for a Muslim, for a believer, he who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he loves the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it takes no time at all. There is no certain period. As soon as he knows, he stops. Allah has forbidden this, I must stop. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dislikes this, I must stop. Do you know that the Sahaba-i-Kiram, many of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, they were habitually drinking alcohol, because alcohol was halal in the beginning of Islam. Many of the Sahaba used to drink alcohol. But there were those Sahaba-i-Kiram who were protected from alcohol from the start, like the Khulafa-i-Rashideen, like Sayyiduna Imam Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, and many of the great companions, they never drank alcohol all their lives. But there were others who used to drink alcohol. And do you know what happened? Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu, he used to come to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he used to say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, give us the hukum of alcohol. Alcohol is not good. It covers the intellect. Ya Rasulullah, what is the hukum? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse that إنما الخمر والميسر يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse that they are asking you about gambling and they are asking you about alcohol. Tell them that there is harm in alcohol and gambling. It harms you. And there are benefits in alcohol and gambling. There are benefits. And we know there are benefits. Do you know it gives strength to a person? It gives strength. Drinking alcohol gives strength. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once some Sahaba ikram came and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we work in the fields. We work in the fields and we do a lot of physical hard work, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we drink alcohol in the morning, and that gives us the strength to carry on working all throughout the day. So Ya Rasulullah, now that alcohol has been forbidden, please allow us, because it is a necessity for our day-to-day life. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah has made it forbidden, and there is no possibility of making it halal anymore. The permission wasn't given. The permission was not given, which simply means that the use of alcohol, even if it benefits you, or you use it as medicine, it is haram, it is not permissible. You must avoid it. Now Allah revealed this verse, that there are benefits and there is harm, but Allah didn't make it haram. So the Sahaba still carried on drinking, but many Sahaba, when this verse was revealed, they stopped. But it was still halal, so many Sahaba still carried on. They used to sit at night together in a cafe and they used to drink. And they used to sing ash'ar, songs of praise of the previous wars that occurred in the Arab world. And they used to sing about history and the praise of different type of people. And this is what they used to do. One day what happened is many of them, they drank alcohol, they were completely intoxicated, they didn't know what was happening, and it was the time for salah. They stood up to perform salah, and one of them became the imam, Allahu Akbar, and he's intoxicated. He doesn't know what he's saying, but he starts leading the salah. Salah is fard, compulsory. And there are people performing salah behind him. And he recites Suratul Kafirun. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. He starts reciting that. And Surah Kafirun says, La a'budu ma ta'budun. That all non-believers, I do not worship whom you worship. And you do not worship whom I worship. Because the imam was intoxicated, he removed the la from two places in the surah. And instead of saying, I don't, he said, I do worship that you are worshipping. I worship that which you are worshipping. And you are worshipping that which I worship. Which means I am worshipping the idols. I am committing shirk. Ma'adallah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, says, Ya Rasulullah, this is what happened. Now please make alcohol haram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, لَا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَىٰ حَتَّى تَعْلَمُوا مَا تَقُولُونَ. Until you know what you are saying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse that don't go near salah when you are drinking alcohol, when you are intoxicated. Do not go near salah, لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ whilst you are intoxicated. So when you are not intoxicated, perform salah. This doesn't mean that drink alcohol whenever you want, and when you are intoxicated, don't go to pray namaz. It means don't drink alcohol when it is the time of namaz. If you know that the time of namaz is in a little while, don't quickly drink alcohol and say, oh, Quran says, لا تقربوا الصلاة, don't go near salah, I am intoxicated, so I don't have to pray, ma'azallah. That is not what the Quran says. But the Quran says, do not go near salah when you are intoxicated, which means don't drink alcohol when you have got to pray namaz. So Allah didn't yet forbid it. Allah forbade it at specific times. So after the late night prayer, the Sahaba still used to drink alcohol. They carried on. It was a habit. Well, it was an extreme habit of the Arab world. They couldn't leave alcohol that easily. It was very hard. They used to drink alcohol all throughout the day. It was a proper extreme habit of them. And they used to drink alcohol all the time. What happened now? Late at night, once in a cafe, they were all drinking alcohol. The Ansar and the Muhajireen and the different tribes. And they started singing Ash'ar in regards to the other tribes. One of the tribes, they sang some poetry against the Ansar. And in there, they spoke bad about the Ansar. They slandered the Ansar. So one of the Ansar, who was also intoxicated, he became angry and he picked up a bone of a camel. In the hadith it says it was the jawbone of a camel. And he threw it on his head. And how dare you speak against the Ansar? And it smashed his head. It completely ripped open the head of this other Sahabi, this other person. Now a fight broke out. Violence broke out. They came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He says, Ya Rasulullah, now will alcohol not become haram? Now will alcohol not become haram? And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam waited for the hukum of Allah, and the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, and the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made ansab, meaning worshipping idols, azlam, meaning the games where there is a winning and a losing side, and all these other things, and gambling, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made khamr. Khamr is that intoxication which intoxicates the mind and it covers the mind. Allah has made it all haram. It is an impurity from the impurity of shaitan, and you must avoid it so that you may be successful. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say that these things, meaning alcohol and gambling and all these things, they cause hatred amongst you. They cause disunity and they cause you to fight against each other, and they distract you from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you must avoid this. This was the hukum that Allah revealed. And do you know that these Sahaba ikram, they had an extreme habit of drinking alcohol. And when this hukum came, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told one of his Sahabis, one of his servants, he said to him that go and announce in the streets of Medina Munawwara that inna Allah qad harram al-khamr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made alcohol haram. Hurrimat al-khamr. Go and announce this. A Sahabi goes and he goes into the streets of Madinatul Munawwara and he announces, and people hear that this is the munadi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the announce of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they all started listening, and there were those sitting in the cafes who were lifting their containers of alcohol. There were those who were serving alcohol to people. There were those who had alcohol in their mouths, and when they heard that inna Allah qad harramat al khamr, Allah has made khamr haram, those who had it in their mouths, they spat it out. Those who had it in their glasses, they dropped their glasses. There were containers filled of alcohol. They smashed them containers. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says that my relative had a whole business of alcohol. He smashed all of that alcohol. And it was as though Medina Sharif had streams of alcohol. It was all mixed into dirt. All the Sahaba ikram completely left alcohol and they stopped that habit immediately. This was the way of the Muslims. The Muslims would completely leave habits which were disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are habits which are haram, and then there are those habits which are known as socially evil habits or socially bad habits. And even from amongst them, there are those that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us about. For example, when you sit to eat, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, eat with your right hand. And do you know, with your left hand, you use your left hand to wipe away impurity. The left hand is known as the wrong hand. Have you heard people say right hand, wrong hand? This is the wrong hand. So you should eat with your right hand. And do you know what the bad effect of eating with the left hand is? Some people still eat with the left hand. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the eating with your left hand is the way of shaitan. It is the way of shaitan. So you are following shaitan when you eat with your left hand. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." On the day of judgment, you will be with those who you imitate. And if you are imitating the shaitan, who will you be with on the day of judgment? That is the effect of these bad habits. In the same way, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that once you put your fingers into your mouth and remove something stuck inside your mouth, you remove it, don't put it back into your mouth, because that is a bad habit. And today, socially, if you see somebody remove something from their mouth and put it back in their mouth, they know that is a bad habit. And it moves people away from you, and that's why we must all avoid all these type of bad habits. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to carry out good habits and learn the habits of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from bad habits and give us all the strength to leave all these type of bad habits. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all the Muslims of Sri Lanka, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thank you all and give you all reward for listening, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all the ability to follow the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khairan.